Finn Harps beaten last night. Declan, what was your take on things? A long journey, and Wexford always a difficult place to go.
Yeah, Wexford are going really well in the league, obviously. And as you mentioned, that Finn Harps' record down there hasn't been good in the last couple of years. And it's probably, you know, we were hopefully that you were down there in anticipation you might get something out of that game. But obviously, overall, the performance wasn't up to a high standard. I thought Wexford were a better team. And you mentioned Mikey Rowe scored a few goals against Harps in the last couple of years. And I think he was top goal scorer in the league last year. And he popped up with two strikes as well, coming in off the left-hand side. And he caused some problems down that side all night. But yeah, listen, not a great performance, you have to say. And Wexford thoroughly deserved 3 points.
In terms of, it's the fourth defeat in a row, you've been watching the games. In terms of your analysis of the matches, what would be your main concern, Declan, at this moment in time?
Yeah, well, listen, I suppose, you know, it's the two boxes you're looking at, really, you know, and that's comes down to, are you scoring enough goals to win your games? And they're not doing that presently. And then when you're not scoring enough goals, you know, you're conceding a lot of goals as well. So it's a bad recipe. And, you know, if you tighten up, at least you might get away with a 1-0 victory, potentially away from home or at home. And at the moment, we're not doing either very well. You know, and their overall performance, I thought, wasn't great last night. I think we gave the ball back to the opposition far, far too many times, didn't retain possession. And, you know, when you're away from home, you have to try to get an opportunity to go forward and cause problems. And we didn't really do that enough in the game. And we didn't ask enough questions of them throughout the whole 90 minutes. And Wexford came good in the second half, obviously, and scored two goals in the second half, and that was a big difference. And, you know, at the moment, Harps went through a sticky period. They need to keep working and sticking together, and hopefully, you know, they can get through this bad patch. But, yeah, it's a big match against Bray Wanderers, which is not easy neither, but hopefully they can put in a big performance and get something out of that game to maybe to rejuvenate everybody and re-energise everybody going forward into next month of football.
You mentioned both boxes, Declan. Here's a stat now for you. Harps only managing to score two goals in four games. On the other end, then they conceded 8-4. Have you seen enough creativity in the, from the midfield up to suggest that the goals will come in the next couple of matches?
Oh, listen, I haven't seen enough in the last while that would encourage me. You know, that I know against, obviously, Athlone, they had a few chances, you know, and probably give away a bad goal as well. We discussed, obviously, on Thursday night. But, yeah, listen, it's difficult. It's difficult at the moment. I don't know what the recipe is. You know, I mentioned just working harder and getting through it. But in order to do that, we need to tighten up. We need to stop conceding goals. And that's difficult, you know. But listen, there's an opportunity. That's the only thing about doubleheaders. There's an opportunity of putting the performance behind them and bringing some energy back into Finn Park on Monday night. Yeah, it'll not be easy, but there's no games easy in the First Division, as you know, and you're at home, and we need to start winning home games and making Finn Park a fortress where teams don't want to come there. But at the moment, that's not the case. Teams are coming there and getting results, and we need to change that narrative around.
Lots of positivities happening at the club, and prior to the season, lots of talk, especially me personally, finishing in the top five, still very, very much doable. You've been part of sides, Declan, lots of positive sides as a Finn Harps player, and then maybe tough points throughout the season. How difficult is it now for the players, this run, and what's needed? What's, apart from goals, what's needed to come out of this rut?
Yeah, listen, I suppose what you need to do is, you know, stick together and train hard. And then, you know, you need, obviously, sometimes you need a wee bit of luck as well, Kieran, you know, and the top end of the pitch for things to drop for you and players to take the opportunities as well, you know. So and that comes from sticking together, working hard together and training, and hopefully things will happily turn around, and that will happen, you know, and you need to be there to take those opportunities when that does happen. At the moment, it is a sticky patch. They need to get better, for sure, you know, and there's probably a wee bit of quality missing the top end of the pitch at the moment, like, you know, so we haven't seen that from the players. You know, Lamingo was very good last night. Obviously, got past the fullback a lot of times in the first half. But, you know, we didn't see enough of that in the second half from the rest of the players as well. So they all need to dig a wee bit deeper and work a wee bit harder, obviously, you know, and that's the key to success. But, it, you know, it comes, every game's difficult, you know, and you just have to make sure that at all times you're playing to a 90 to 100% level, you know, in regards to the quality. And if you're below that, sometimes you just don't get the result, you know, and at the moment it's just finding it hard to get 3 points.
I did say great things happening at the club. Great initiative ahead of Monday night's game. €5 entry, Declan. Doesn't matter what age you are. €5 all entry on Monday night against Bray Wanderers. 5 o'clock in Finn Park. What have you made of Bray so far this season, Declan? And what's the main threat will they pose on Monday evening?
Yeah, listen, very young squad of players. You know, they signed two or three players from Shelburne's 1-21 team there last year. They've got loads of energy, loads of pace. Their game is very suited to the AstroTurf because they move the ball very, very quickly. And they've got quick runners ability. Very similar to probably UCD as well, the way they play as well. They retain possession. They make the pitch very big when in possession. And, you know, and when you go forward, if you leave gaps in the counter-attack, they'll exploit those places very, very quickly. So you need to have a real good balance about your performance when you go and play against them. You can't just go and go after them a wee, but you have to be very, very careful when you do go attack that you have a good balance behind you and your good protection in front of your back four. So that's critical, you know. But the last year, when you look at the big performance and they comfortably beat Bray, you know, halfway through the season at home as well. So you're looking for one of those performances. I suppose the key for me would be, you know, to come out and score early, you know, and get the fans behind you, you know, get the confidence up in the players, and then hopefully then they'll be fit to steamroll in the game like they did similarly. But, you know, at the moment, they're finding that difficult. But as I said, you know, every game's an opportunity to turn the form around and get 3 points and get back on track.
Your live regular updates on Monday night from Finn Park, kick-off time 5 p.m. Finally, Declan, a quick note on Derry City. It was a televised game last night. One would feel maybe unlucky. They drew Bohemians 1-1 at Dalymount Park. They're up to fifth now in the league standings. Can Derry push on and get a European spot come the end of the season? It is possible, isn't it?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, listen, you look at the quality of players that they have at their disposal. You know, we know how much money was spent and the budget's very big, obviously, you know. So you look at the Bows' performance, very good in the first half. Bows were better in the second half. I think, as they mentioned, you know, a game of two halves pretty much, where Derry were very, very good in the first half and Bows came strong. And obviously Ross Tierney came in, good man of the match in the second half. Now, I'm not sure. I know he had a big impact in the game, but I'm not sure about giving substitutes at halftime man of the match when they didn't score themselves. But yes, listen, he added a wee bit of energy to the ex-Motherwell player, and you know, he's a good player. We no doubt about that. So he helped their performance for sure, and Bows were a lot better. And they're struggling as well, Bows, the minute to get results and get 3 points. So Derry going up there was always going to be a difficult task, but their form has been good up in Dalymount previously. They're home to Galway, so that's an opportunity to get 3 points. But we know that playing Galway is not easy, and Galway themselves came from 2-0 down, scored 2 goals in 30 minutes against St Pat's, you know, down in Galway. So they're going to come there with a bit of confidence. It's not going to be easy to play against Galway. We know how difficult they are to play against. And they never see die attitude, you know. So, but listen, it's an opportunity for Derry, and you're looking at the quality of players. And I suppose on the plus side as well, Michael Duffy came back in for the last 20 minutes of that game. So, you know, will he get starting? Probably not, maybe, but he will come in maybe for the last half an hour, 40 minutes against Galway, and that'll definitely add a wee bit of quality to the top end of the pitch. And we know how important a player he is for Derry City.